Blessings, blessings. All my listeners, blessings to y'all, man. Dwelling on a lot of shit. It's gonna cost you in life. Especially the past, when people be dwelling on the past, man. It's like times, it's like people don't understand times change. Situations change, situations die, relationships die. I say that just to say, just because it's just like people need to understand that, like, nobody owes you shit in this world. Nobody owes you a fuck thing. I know you work, everybody works every day. But it's just like, what are you doing outside of working that's making you different? Like, for instance, this podcast makes me different. From being an athlete to doing a podcast is not something in the cards sometimes, but it's just like, it was a calling for me. And people got to understand their callings and know when their callings have ran out. As far as situations, whether that's relationships, jobs, things you got going outside of your normal realm of things, that keeps you... Well, the thing is, just like, if it's not solid, don't fuck with it. That's just my opinion on it. If it ain't solid, don't fuck with it. Some things in this life and in this world are not meant for us sometimes. Yeah, we went into the situation thinking that we was going to be this for the long term, and these people fuck with us, and these people love us, and they wouldn't do nothing to make me second guess your decisions when it comes to things. Or just, I don't have to second guess you with my position that I have with you, or with a company, or with a franchise, or with even a group of people. I don't want to worry about my job, my position, my whatever I got going on with you. Whether it's I'm in a relationship, business relationship, anything. It's just like, I don't want to second guess my stance with you. And people got to understand, like, don't take certain shit from certain people just because they have you in a certain position or they have you in a certain lane, you know? That keeps us grounded. People don't understand that, like, certain things are meant for, well, certain things are in our lives for seasons. Jobs, money, girls, certain shit. It's just you have to, when you get it, when you get what you need and what you're asking for, you're going to understand that, okay, I have it, now I got to do something with it, you know? Don't just get it and then play with it, you know? Because that's not something you do. You get us to a certain point in your life, and then you take it and you elevate it. That's what you have to do. If you don't, you're just going to be on ground. You're going to be on back to square one because you're in that same mindset of, oh, I got this now, and it's going to make me more lazier. You know, it's going to make me want to, you know, it makes me want to stay in this little realm I'm getting in because I'm getting money, or I got a girl now, or I got a crib now, or, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, don't get complacent and comfortable with success, basically.
This episode is sponsored by Talk Your Shit Podcast.
I'm going to leave all links and all socials down in the description below. Make sure y'all follow and subscribe to all the links down below. I'm going to leave everything. We're going to be gaming now. We're going to be doing gaming nights. Follow me on Twitch. Follow me on Kick. We're going to be doing it all. So listen, follow me. Click that link in below and support your boy. Let's go. You keep working, even if you get successful. That's how you be more successful. It puts you in a stage of like, okay, I got a couple thousand, just let's not say, for instance, you know what I'm saying? I just got a couple thousand to spare. That means to do extra with. That means you ain't got to worry about no bills, missing no bill payments, missing no rent payments, missing nothing. It's just you have a certain couple thousand dollars just to spare, to do something extra. Or you have this idea that you've been plotting on and you're scared to put it out. Like, don't take your inner thoughts for granted and your things that you feel like in your heart will work. Because we get those sparks every day. Every day we wake up, we get those type of sparks, you know what I'm saying, of like ideas and things to do with money, where we have extra money, where we want to put it, whether it's investing, whether it's investing in ourselves, whether it's businesses, whether it's stocks, whether it's anything, or just you have an idea and you want to put it on paper, or you just want to make a show out of it, or, you know what I'm saying? You just have an idea. We get sparks every day as humans of extracurricular activities that we need to be doing in our lives that would benefit our lives financially, mentally, and expression, like I don't like to have little ideas put out there. I don't like to have ideas that come to me as far as my mind and things that I'm thinking and things I want to do. I put those out there. I put them on paper. I write them out. I look at them. I touch it. You know what I'm saying? I see it. I feel it, you know? Because nothing's going to be created or nothing's going to get started without you. You have to come up with the conclusion that I'm going to stop the comfortableness in my life. Like, yeah, enjoy it, bask in it, you know what I'm saying? As far as like, you know, especially when you first get it, I understand. I've been there, you know? We all been there. When you get to a certain level, a certain place in your life, and then you start getting certain type of money and recognition and following and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start to get a crowd with you. I call it a crowd. Either a crowd or I call it the spotlight. Because you get to a certain point where you start to elevate yourself and you want more. But some people just don't understand. You got to tap in with yourself and tap in with God and keep God first. Because that's the only person that's really just going to really just guide you to this shit. Because sometimes God sets you up to be like, hey, I'm finna set him up so good, or I'm finna set her up so good that she gonna get comfortable and I'm gonna put her back to square one. Let's see what she do. Let's see what he do. That's how it be, man. It's just like God be out there playing games sometimes. But you know what I'm saying? It's life lessons. You can't get nowhere if you're not, you know what I'm saying, putting your all in it. You know, and really understanding like your gifts in this world, whether it's money, whether it's talent, whether it's this, it's like that, when people, right?
Like, say you have a conversation with somebody, right? Like, somebody probably ain't seen in a while, or just a person where you were just having a conversation with, or just a person that's close enough to you. And they keep bringing up old shit, like, oh, bro, remember I used to, or I used to be such and such, or I used to be on this type of wave. And it's just like, they're not in no shape and form trying to improve their life and be something more than what that person was back in the day. Man, You need to just stop being around them. Those are small-thinking, small-minded people. That's what they call them, small-minded people that think about and dwell about shit that they used to do that really didn't have, like, a big impact in their lives. But, yeah, man, just stay away from bullshitters, kidders, people that don't really take this life serious and, like, really putting that effort in, wanting more and wanting to do more in life than just be a remembrance or just dwelling on history just because they used to do this and do that and used to be this type of person. You know what I'm saying? Because with time, everything evolves. That's what some people that's what people aren't mentally getting it. Like, that's what's holding most people back. It's just old time sakes that keep them relevant, I guess, in their mind, it keeps them relevant to the point where they could live in this world and be okay with it, with just a little success, instead of just going for the big win in life. The big win in life is really just seeing if you can outdo what you did previously in your life, but at another stage, in another realm, in another energy, in another space, because you can't do what you've been doing 10 years ago. What you did 10 years ago, it's played out. It can't work, obviously, because you're still at where you are. You have to evolve. You have to be willing to learn every day. You have to be willing to go look up stuff and read books, and you have to want to the information, because nobody's going to give you anything in this world. Nobody's going to give you the time of day if they see that you're not taking yourself serious. And that keeps playing in my head as far as wanting to do more every day. When I say that plays in my head, wanting to do more every day, just because with time, it's precious. And, you know, we don't have much. We don't have much time. I have enough time. That's what I say. I say I have enough time. I have beautiful time. You know? Because, you know, hey, with this life, you have to be in your own mental space to be like, hey, I'm going to do this shit. I'm going to do it right now. And I'm going to put it in my mind. I'm not going to speak on it. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my first foot forward and do the shit every step of the way to my fullest ability. Because if you don't do everything 100%, I don't think anything is going to work. If it doesn't have your all into it, it's not going to work. And you got to be a multitasker out here. People that multitask and think fast on the spot but make great decisions are great people. Because most people can't do that. They can't make split-second decisions. And it's hard for people to navigate because they're thrown in split-second decision opportunities and options, you know? And it's just like some don't even have an option to react just because it's so devastating or shocking to them that they're going through this or doing this or just in a realm of like, damn, I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that.